So here I have Shen. Nice shoes, by the way. But what's going on? Like, typically you wear the world's most flashy shoes. You know, I'm kind of disappointed right now.
We're in Washington State, and if anyone's been here right now, it's snowing like crazy, so the shiny shoes are put away, and I had to wear something a bit more practical.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, Monday there was literally almost a foot of snow on campus, and it was insane to get everyone here.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, I'm here, though. I made it.
I know. despite your car. So, I think one big question is, Shen, can you explain about one of the many things you do at Microsoft? Because you do, like, we always interact, and I don't know if a lot of the community actually knows. What do you do?
What do I do? It's a good question, actually. So actually, it's a mixture of things. So if I look at what our team does, it's PAC. Mm-hmm. So our primary goal here is to evangelize some of the cool stuff that you've seen today, help developers basically build better, greater apps. And this could be going talking directly to the partner. It could be doing Channel 9 shows, so you know, you probably
see this.
Yeah, just like this, exactly. And sometimes it's actually building demos for big keynote events like this one or Build. So it's a mixture of everything, but just helping people, really. That's the main aim.
Okay. So what kind of things do you do to, because you mentioned building demos, to help build a rock solid demo? Because you have Kevin up there who has to learn the code, has to understand how the demo works, all the little quirks, because, I mean, there's lots of little things. I'll let you go into a couple, and I have a couple pre-canned here as well.
Okay, so I think there's quite a few things we do to make sure the demo is rock solid, because as you can imagine, like, we have a lot of stuff that's coming in really hot. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's not like we sit on this SDK and wait for a few months and stuff. It's just like, right, this is hot off the press, let's build a demo and get it out there. So the first things we do is we sort of work out what the risky areas are and what we can mitigate. So sometimes if something breaks, then there's like a, hey, you should do this. So if something doesn't work, use a keyboard shortcut.
Yeah.
Let's just try and do things like that. So there's a whole de-risk thing that we work with, especially with the engineering folks, saying, guys, you know, what things on this build doesn't work right, and maybe we can help.
Well, it's not even just that. It's also the branching structure, because each feature team has their own branch.
Correct.
So it could be, like, if you're working on the Bluetooth team has their own stack and their own branch. I'm sorry, not stack, but their own branch. And that branch has not been merged into the main thing.
Yeah. So
it's the main branch that you're working on.
And this is the key thing, because I think if you look at all the features, especially in a demo like Kevin's, where he's got a lot of cool things showing, they're all from different feature teams. And what I have to do is, it's almost like aligning all the planets.
Yeah.
So I have to ask all the feature teams, okay, show me all your cool demos that we can put in this, you know, big kitchen sink style demo. And then I say, what build is it in? What branch is it in? And then the idea is to try and align them in a branch, essentially, that they all share a commonality with. And then I have to try and work around it. Although it sounds kind of easy, actually, that's really challenging.
Oh, because working with that many teams, that many people, being sure everything gets in.
If anyone's,
and then if one has a bug,
exactly.
Does that bug ripple through the rest of the features? I'm in awe with what you guys do.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. If anyone's ever like thought about doing build processes in their application, and then they think, right, now I'm going to take that build process, and let's see how that could apply to something like Windows and things like that.
Yeah.
That's the sort of thing I'm trying to help steer and trying to ask feature teams, say, hey, guys, if I want to take this code from this branch and put it in here, what's the way to do this,
and then how to do it safely, and what happens like if you have to take a hotfix.
Yeah, so we always try and avoid the whole patching scenario, because when you patch, you just never know, is this really going to work or not? And then it's a case of, you know, like, you go, okay, well, this feature works great, so I'm going to take this feature, but then if I move branch to this feature, then it's almost like a juggling act, because I might win a particular feature, but then I lose two other features.
Yep.
So it's a balance, it's a careful balance, but it's good.
So you take all these features, the best of features, and then you have to figure out what is the actual demo. What helps out that narrative that is the entire point of, you know, the keynote or the talk?
Yeah.
And so what do you guys do to help build that out? Do you guys actually go in and create a giant whiteboard, like, and then
it's kind of
get a bunch of sodas and beverages and just go, like, this works, and then... Like, what do you guys
I think
do?
It's kind of an interesting scenario. Practice? So essentially, I go to all the leads of the various features, and I say, guys, give me like a 5-minute pitch of the cool stuff that's coming in this release. And they all give me their individual pitches. And then I say, okay, so now I know these pitches. Let's see if we can try and put them together in a meaningful way that doesn't feel too forced into a demo. And then we'll sit down and we'll work this out. And it's kind of interesting as well, because sometimes you'll sit with two different teams and you'll be like, I think I want to use your scenario in this way. And they're like, actually, you know what? They're very customer driven, so they're like, this is not the way we want our stuff focused, and
so
they switch it around.
We're going to cut very, very shortly to the live Q&A with Kevin Gallo, Kevin Gamble, and Ashish Babar, but What's your favorite? Let's end with this last question. What's your favorite Easter egg you've snuck into a demo?
Oh, so if you've ever seen any of my demos, you'll always see my face or name somewhere in screen. So this one, if you look at Visual Studio, I was a logged in user. Previously, we've had things where my face has been like the last person that commented in. I'm sort of running out of things to where I can put my name.
Oh, we'll figure out
something. So if anyone has any comments, like feel free to tweet me. I'd happily give it a shot and see what happens.
So, thank you so much, Sean. Let's go to the Kevins and Ashish.